Today's scripture reading is Psalm 37, 1 through 9. Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will make your vindication shine like the light, and the justice of your cause like the noonday. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. The words of God for the people of God.
I did not pick that scripture. Y'all know this every week. A selectionary scripture, I'm going, whew, that's a lot, Lord. And I love the Lord when he does that, because I always figure that it's something I need to hear. Today is World Communion Sunday. Everybody go, yay! Because all over the world, people are having communion. The people that do a communion like we do communion. And, you know, I love it so much because I'll probably say it again because I'm old and I'm kind of repetitious. Our table is open to everyone. It is not the table of the United Methodist Church. It's the table of Jesus Christ, to which all are welcome. Now, that's our mantra, and I have it so deeply ingrained. I hope those are my last words. I hope they're not, my pants are too tight or something like, it'll probably be that, but I kind of want it to be something cool. There was a time in history when people recorded your last words. Did y'all know that? It was a big deal. The very last words, they would write them down, and the families would pass them down from generation to generation. That's a building of faith. And so I'm really hoping mine isn't, my pants are too tight. I'm hoping it's something really cool, like the best of all is God with us. God is with us. We think those were John Wesley's last words. On this World Communion Sunday, I love it, because I feel such a connection to everyone in the world. And I usually do during Communion Sunday anytime. But World Communion Sunday is so precious. We believe, of course, there will be different stories. Have you ever noticed when somebody says something about something, there's 15 stories about it? Okay, so this is the one I like. This is the one I've read the longest. For many years, I've read this story. That following World War I, pastors got together and they decided that they wanted to do something. They wanted to make a stand. They wanted to make a statement. And so all the Protestants and others who decided they wanted to have one Sunday in the year in which they encouraged people to have communion on that Sunday. Stop a minute and think about this. Do you know anybody else who's having communion this Sunday? Because there's a bunch of them worldwide. They were praying for peace so that we never went to war again. That was 1933. I'm going to say it 40 times more, probably. It was after the First World War and things had, we thought, gotten back to normal. I just wish things would go back to normal, don't you? Come on. They kind of felt like things were a bit back to normal and that we could all love each other a bit. That was 1933. And we know what happened after that. We human beings are such nut bars. We can't seem to get that grace upon grace thing. We can't seem to get that love one another thing. But we're working on it, right? Get that little smile, get your frowns off your face. Come on, we're working on it. That's what God expects. You know, do you know how many razors I've broken in my life, Anna? Among other things, yikes. I did something this last week, and my dad used to say, don't worry about Marcia. She'll tell on herself eventually. She will tell on herself. So this probably has nothing to do with nothing, but it's that grace upon grace of God's grace. I ran over my purse. Dear Lord God. And of course, you know, everything was in it. I mean, everything was in it. I'd gotten in the car. My husband had parked the pickup too close to blah, 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 blah. And I had to move my car. And I was cranky. So I discovered that. And I don't even know what made me get out of my car and take my purse and I just set it down. Hey, pretty pink. Isn't she great? Aw. And I set a purse next to my car. I did, because I was just going to move it 6 inches. 6 inches. This is the best part of the whole day, isn't it? Woohoo! And I was a little cranky. I was a little cranky when I put that thing in reverse. And you know how you go, boom, boom. And I went, oh, dear God, don't let it be one of these cats. My husband has cats, outdoor farm cats. Okay, all right. And I got out, and I fixed it all back, and I turned around, and I looked, and I went, oh, this is not going to be good. My car, my phone was in it, my little pill box, everything's in that purse. And I ran over it. And I said, oh, God, this is not going to be good. And I went, well, it's going to be what it's going to be. So I pick up my purse, and the whole side's blown out of it because I really ran over it. And I thought, do I look in it now or do I just wait and take it in the house so that I can throw a screaming Mimi fit, not in my yard where my neighbors can see me? You know, how does that work, God? So I take the purse back in the house, and I look through it, and the lid came off of my pill container, and my pills were in the bottom. And I kept digging. I didn't want to touch the phone. And in the bottom, I found my phone. Perfectly intact, not a scratch on it. Just below it was 6 ballpoint pens that had exploded. I tell you this story to tell you God's grace exists. Because if I lose that phone, if I don't show up someday, it's because I've lost my phone. Because everything about me is in that phone, where to show up, when to be. Aren't we just the nuttiest things? I was so grateful that I didn't. I tell you, the old me would have probably just kicked that purse down to the end of the Oh, it would have not been pretty. That is what God's amazing grace and my deepening faith. I work hard on my faith because I'm a hot mess. I work really, really hard on increasing my faith because I know I need to, because I know God trusts me with God's words in my mouth. And He trusts me with my behaviors and my actions. If I'd have kicked that purse down to the end of the driveway and screamed like a nut bar, I can tell you I have 6 neighbors that watch everything I do. So I'm hoping that was a sweet witness that they went, my, we believe she ran over the purse and she did not go nuts. I didn't even go nuts in the house. An increase in our faith changes us. Do you feel that? Do you get it? Are you the same person you used to be last year? Are you the same person you used to be even 6 months ago? In this very difficult world we're living in right now, our faith is being tested. And you need to increase it. So how do we increase our faith? Well, I can tell you, I spend a lot more time in the Bible than I ever did. If you want to take a red book out of the little pew thinger there, it's a Bible. I'm not sending you down a wrong road. On page 511, there is Psalm 510, there is Psalm 37. It's the whole Psalm. And I find that increasing my faith, I need to work on my, what Wesley would call our disciplines. I need to be in worship. I need to be with godly people. I need to be reading scripture. I need to be celebrating communion with you all. And I need to be doing acts. He had acts of piety and acts of mercy. Now, piety is the things I just talked about. Mercy is, do I love my neighbor? Do I love my neighbor? We had somebody come to our parking lot Saturday. And, well, I can't tell you everything he said. That wouldn't be fair. But I was so grateful for my deep faith, because he was not of our denomination. But he came to buy pumpkins. And in the conversation, it kind of unfolded who he was. And who he was is not me. Absolutely not me. And then I introduced myself as the pastor of the church, and I thought he was going to, like, drive his car over me. No, he wouldn't do that. I was just kidding. But I thought in my mind when I said, you know, I said, I am having so much fun, and I'm glad you're here today. And after he'd said all the things he'd said about the world, because, you know, sometimes a stranger is easier to say all that stuff to. I think that's why we pay therapists, right? Okay. My office is always open. I don't charge. But anyway, he was just having a day. And I listened to him, and I listened to him, and I said, you know, what a blessing for us all to be on this planet together, isn't it? And I said, I'm so sorry for the tragic losses that you've experienced. And I said, I just really appreciate you being here today. I said, these sweet people here have so crazily allowed me to be their pastor. And when I said that, his eyes didn't bug totally out of his head, but a little bit. But you know, we just kept talking, because I have a theory. Sometimes you can keep talking till you fall back in love with each other. I kind of have that theory, that sometimes we stop talking way too soon, that we make a statement and we expect somebody to either be on our side or not be on our side. And then we can throw the gloves down, all that sort of stuff. But honestly, if you just keep talking, I've soon heard about his grandchildren, and that's who the pumpkins were for, and I have a grandson. We laughed. I was so grateful for my faith. I was so grateful to you all for having pumpkins in your parking lot that allows me to get to talk to people and share God's grace in a really strange world. Amen. In a few minutes, we're going to start the process of Holy Communion. So, you ushers, man your stations. We're going to have communion here in just a split second. I'd like to have a word of prayer before we do, but we're going to have communion, and everyone is welcome to this table, every single one of you. Even if you've broken a razor or ran over your purse, you're welcome to this table, because if there ever was a table that invites you to the presence of the Holy Spirit, it is this table of grace in our presence. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, we are so grateful for the way in which you love us, even when we don't deserve it. Whew. We pray humbly, God, that you will come and fill us, because we truly are on holy ground, and we truly are trying to increase our faith. It's a challenge. The world doesn't want us to. The world wants us to throw it down and step away, but we're not. We're going to gather in this place, and we're going to receive communion, and we're going to leave this place full of grace. Help us to use it wisely. Open our eyes and our hearts, that we might hear where it needs to be gifted, shared, for it surely does. It is in the name of Jesus we pray, and all God's people said, Amen.